Up to Simon Kuftes, Din Hamayim, laws of the water for the matzah. Ein Halacha Aleph, it's on page Mem Ches. Simon Kuftes, Din Hamayim, Ubo Tes, Ifim Ein Lashim Es Hamatzos, Ella B'mayim Shalanu Halayla. You're only allowed to knead the matzah with water that has stayed overnight. The water must remain above ground. It has to be removed, talosh, removed from its original source for at least 12 hours. Overnight, we'll see in more detail. The Haina, what does this mean exactly? It's Shalanu. Sheyishav, Oysam, and Ben Ashmash. It has to be adjourned. It's a very bizarre halacha. There's this very specific time when you're supposed to remove the water from the ground. I really do not know how this works today. It would be really fantastic if we can get a mumche on baking matzah. Tell us exactly what goes on today in all the matzah baking factories, from the wheat to the grinding to the water to the 18 minutes to 22 minutes. They have probably enough material just in the practical matters of baking matzah to talk for weeks. What goes on in the industry, all the standards, the halachas, the chumras, the different, you know, you buy matzah, you have such a selection out there, you go to the store. What? It's well water. They go to a well. But they have, and they draw them. They draw the water exactly by Nashmashas. So it's a very bizarre halacha. I never knew. I never knew this until I learned, prepared for this year. There's such a thing that with the time when I always say you did Mayim Shalom. So Mayim Shalom. So you draw the water whenever you want. You just have to wait 12 hours, and that's not the case. The water must be drawn approximately Bein Hashmashes. Bein Hashmashes means at sunset. The moment the sun sets, that's the moment when they collect the water that they're going to use for baking matzah. Why? Why do they vidafka wait until the sun sets? Because during the day, you want the water to pretty much be as cold as possible. That's the goal. The goal is to be cold. Not lukewarm, cold. Mm-hmm. At night, when the water is underground, the water is heated. How is it heated? I don't know how it's heated from Gehenna. There's some molten volcano. Is it a supernatural heat? Maybe it's a heat that it's cannot...
The water's coming from.
Whatever it is, it's not clear. He took...
No, you have all the pipes going through.
When you go in a swimming pool at night, it feels warm.
Yeah? Because after the entire day, the sun is shining on the water the entire day. Okay, that's very possible. It could be from the sun. We know that the temperature of water is something which fluctuates. No, a difference of 2 degrees is a major, can have a major, major difference in the climate, of the temperature of the water. What is it? It's a very big issue when it comes to the study of science. What is the temperature of the water? To us, what's the difference? A 1 degree difference in temperature, 2 degree difference in temperature? No, it's a very big deal, because we don't know how these things affect the environment, but somehow Chazal were extremely sensitive to this matter, that during in the evening there is a degree of heat that it could very well be we cannot detect with our modern instrument. There's some dimension of heat that exists in the water at night which heats up the water when there is no sun. Whether it's because of sunlight, it's because of the where the world stands in relation to the world is turning, I don't know what it means. But at night, the water is hot. During the day, the water is cold. You would think, yes, the sun is shining, the water gets hot. No. During the day, Chazal say the water, spring water, even water from a river, water from a well, from a spring, during the daylight hours, is cold. Therefore, we want to give the water the maximum amount of time to cool off from the night. It's sunrise. The water has been boiling the entire night. Okay, because when the sun goes down, when it's dark outside, even though it may be 0 degrees outside, the water at night, somehow, some way, whether it's spiritual or whether it's physical, the water gets hot. And now the day has begun. Now the water begins to cool. Give the water the maximum amount of time to cool until you extract it from its natural source and get it ready for baking of matzah. What is the max amount of time you can give the water to cool? Wait until sunset. Because when the sun sets, that means the water has been cooling for 12 hours, shohozmanios. The 12 shohozmanios of the day, the water has been cooling. Then what do? You extract the water from its source and you store it in a in a guarded area. Why you want? Don't use it right away. Don't make matzah at night. You have to wait for the water to sit another 12 hours until the next day, because as the water is now detached from the ground, it's also going to cool overnight for another 12 hours. Again, the translation of cooling and heat obviously doesn't really fit. Not a physical description. It's a spiritual or halachic concept, which is the halacha of Maim Shalom. So therefore, this is the problem. And I really do not know what they do today, but from the Shulchan Aruch it's mashma. It doesn't say this in the Gemara, but Shulchan Aruch it's mashma that the time when you draw water for matzah is sunset. So when they're drawing water, all your matzah that you're supposedly, I don't know what goes on, maybe they have leniencies, they don't do this, but the water that they're using to bake your matzah at some point in time has been drawn from a river or a well or a spring at sunset. It's put in a tank, it's guarded, make sure that nothing gets inside, it's pure, it's brought to the matzah baking factory, and they have a big, big tank, and the water is carefully guarded, make sure it's clean and pure, and that water has to at least remain another 12 hours overnight until it's going to be used for matzah preparation. And then they use it for matzah. Now, by the way, this is very interesting. The Gemara talks about that one of the Amorayim, I don't remember which Amorayim, maybe it was Raf, he came to a city and he saw that they were not nizar in all the laws of baked matzah. So he told them, don't you know you have to have mayim shalanu? Yeah. Don't you know you need mayim shalanu? So they said, no, we did not know. We did not know. Okay, so starting tomorrow, we're going to use Mayim Shalanu. The next morning, all of the people in the town, they lined up at the home of Rav with buckets. Buckets. So he said, why are you here with buckets? Well, you told us yesterday, Mayim Shalanu. Shalanu means our water, which means water from the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan have to bless the water. They have our water. Mayim Shalanu. Our water. So the people thought it meant our water. So they lined up with buckets to get water from the Rabbanim, which is total nonsense. It's total nonsense. But Rav went and he gave them lavish, lavish praise. And he said, look at these people, they're tamimim. People who have emunas chachamim. I told them something when their understanding of what I said makes absolutely no sense. But if this is what the Rav says, this is what the Rav, you do. And he was shocked. He was shocked, and he praised them, gave them high praise for the degree of emunas chacham. I had a rebbe, and he told me about a certain community. Yes, these were his balabatim. He told me he was his own balabatim. He retired, and the neighborhood went sour. They had a shul in Crown Heights, and the neighborhood went sour, and he retired, and all the balabatim, one of them stuck together, and they moved on to another shul, in different part of Brooklyn. And he told me that those balabatim, he says, the amaratzim, he said to me those words, they know from nothing. They don't have a background, they were not brought up, but they're tamimim. He said, I work with them. When I first became their rabbi, they didn't know from nothing. They didn't know from Shabbos. They didn't know from Kashrus. They didn't know from Taras HaMishpacha. And whatever I told them to do, they did. They did. And now, I think he had another shtela. And afterwards, the other day, they were all a bunch of wise guys. And whatever I told them to do, pumfake, you tell us to do this, we'll do the opposite. So they would tell me, all this new balabatim would tell me, they chachonin. But they were wise guys. And he was telling me that these people, the reason why he told him, because he knows that one of my relatives became a rabbi in that community. And he had a collection of those old, they were already Zakenim at that point in time, that were his balabatim from years ago. So he's telling me to tell my relative, you should know that these balabatim, these Zakenim that you have now, they're very good, they can be very big supporters. At first glance, it seems that they're big amarats, they know from nothing. What do they know from? But you should know that whatever the Rav says they'll do, they're tamimim. And he spoke about them with a lot of love. And it's very, very true. It's a very powerful thing. And that's really what the Gemara says about Mayim Shalon. Mayim is our water. Since when does there... So you line up. So then he extends the Shalon means Lina, not Shalon means our. Linu, which means that it has to stay overnight for 12 hours. Let's see inside. Sheyishav the beginning of the page Memtesh. Sheyishav Moslem and Hashmoshos. You bedafka draw the water bein Hashmoshos. So I'm assuming that's what they do today. I'm assuming the time when they draw the water is bein Hashmoshos. The Yamdu sunset. The Yamdu and they do probably this in the winter. They do this whenever they're doing this because the water they're using is for they start baking matzah before Hanukkah already. Before Hanukkah they already start baking matzah.
Many of the bakeries have like their own well.
They have their own well. Where? In the local, wherever the well, where? What about Shatz and Matz? There's no well here on Cortelli Road. Cortelli.
He might have a well in his backyard that he does.
Not likely. Cortelli, over here? Yeah.
I know. I was. Houses in Flatbush where they have signs, we use well water. In other words, the sprinkle system is tied into a well. We use only well water.
What's tied with the sprinkler? What do you mean?
In other words, what do they use? They have a sign.
There's a drought that's not connected to the water.
We use well water.
They might have
the water is coming from the
well. The sprinkling the lawn.
Okay.
The lawns and
the sprinkling the lawn is using well water.
Yes, well water.
So we're not don't have tinnitus on us.
For the water.
Yeah.
I know that. Yeah. Rabbi Rosenbaum, who used to be here, his brother had a well in his backyard.
A well in his backyard.
Yeah,
it's clean water.
To go for Mayim Shalom.
It's clean water.
What?
The well water in Brooklyn is clean. It's clean water. You would drink from it. Who knows? I don't know what the environment, what goes on today. They go and the salt in the winter time. The amount of salt in this winter they throw on the ground. All that salt, it's poisonous. It seeps into the ground. Where does it go? Goes. I would imagine it contaminates the water.
It doesn't go that far to the backyard.
You don't know where, but it's all connected. So it's all everything is all interconnected. Who knows today? Today, if someone would tell you they have a well water, they're giving you drinking water. You go to a restaurant. Oh, we have well water. Will you really drink it? People won't even want to drink the tap water. The tap water in New York is probably the best in the world.
Well, it's water.
What?
You know where the tap water comes from?
The Catskills.
Up in Roscoe.
Upstate. So they say that the tap water in New York is better than most, is the best in the world. Better than most bottled water. People buy, they're buying like crazy.
One taste test
against the expensive buy Fiji water. Cost over $1.25, right? $1.25 for a pint. Yeah. It's outrageous. And you can go and turn on the tap water, it's just as good, if not better. Mm. Right? So, I mean,
one of the companies used to bottle.
Yeah. Go just tap water, New York tap water. It's a great business. You can sell in China, New York City tap water. Ship it to China.
Probably is way better.
Make a killing.
Because China, everything's polluted.
So I gotta tell you, if someone would tell me they're using well water from Brooklyn, from Flatbush to make the matzah, I would be very scared. What exactly are you eating? What are you eating exactly? So where are they getting the water from? Or they're going, they have trucks coming in from the Catskills with water that's from a spring water. That's a lot. First, that's the trip. The trip and how can you possibly clean the truck? The truck is going to be cleaned, thoroughly cleaned, the tanks, and you guarantee when the water arrives over here in Brooklyn, it's going to be spotless? There's a lot of tough questions. What exactly is going on here? Where is the water coming from? Where exactly is our water coming from? I do not know, but it says here the water has to be drawn from a well or from a river, natural source, and it has to be drawn at exactly...
Hudson River water?
No, exactly. It's exactly the point. So where is the water coming from? Where is it coming from? Maybe it comes from the sink? I don't know.
Maybe upstate.
So it says here, it has to be drawn bein hashmashas. Now, let's go further. The yamdub, now, not only must it be drawn bein hashmashas, it has to remain exposed. It has to remain above ground before you bake matzah for 12 hours. Now, it's not just 12 hours. It means 12 hours overnight. The chumrah, with both. Sometimes at night, if you do it in the summertime, depends which part of the world you live in, the night can be more than 12 hours. So then you're going to have to wait for 14, 15 hours. And let's say you knew they're drawing the water in the winter time when the nights are only 8 hours. So in the night, just because the water was above ground from sunset until dawn, doesn't matter. You have to wait at least 12 hours. So it has to be a minimum of 12 hours plus a minimum that it stayed over the entire night. That's the chumrah of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch.
Are those halachic hours or regular hours?
Those are I think, regular hours, 12 regular hours. Yeah, it has to be at least 12 hours before you can use it, 12 regular hours. Plus, it must also be above ground from sunset to, not in New York, probably you go into Australia or you go to other areas to show maybe, I don't know where, it depends what time of the year when you bake. It's not a problem right now. Right now it's not a problem. Also, the matzah we're eating now has probably been prepared already, the production has already been going up since Hanukkah. Okay, since Hanukkah is the production fresh. How do you know it's fresh? How do you know what they're really selling you?
No, because I'm going there to bake myself.
Going to bake yourself. But let's say someone like me goes to the store. How do I know what I'm getting?
You could join us here.
You don't really know what you're getting. The truth is, if you buy it very late, usually it's fresh. Especially if you buy it in a store. I used to always go to the factory, the Shatza Matzah factory. Tell you some personal stories. My parents always shatza. So years ago, Baruch Hashem, it was a big family, like guests, this, order way in advance. And there was always a problem with delivery. They would promise they would deliver the matzah, and they never delivered the matzah. And it was always, my parents always took, when is the matzah coming? When is it coming? So then, Baruch Hashem, we got a car, and instead of relying upon them to deliver the matzah, I go myself. I get in the car, I go to the Shatza Matzah, and I go and I walk in there, and I say, I want to order whatever, a number of pounds, and they give them the money. And then my mother used to say to me, don't forget to get the matzah. Don't forget to get the matzah. Yeah, of course, yeah, I'm busy again. Then I finally, a week before Pesach, I go to get the matzah. I walk into the Shatza Matzah. Can I have a number pound? Sorry, sold out. What do you mean sold out? You make matzah right now. This is for orders, hotels, and this and that. All of the retail matzah sold. So my mother would kill me. She would kill me if I came back empty-handed. So one of the workers says, we just sent a big shipment of matzah to a grocery store in Borough Park. Told me. So I ran to the grocery store, and sure enough, it was the same exact price. Same exact price. Not less. It was the same price.
Yeah, they don't want to undercut their...
It was the same exact price. And I bought the matzah. I bought the matzah there. And that year, I was, wow, it's fresh. It's fresh. So I learned the secret, yeah.
On matzah, I'm not sure... Look on whatever wrapping it comes.
Yeah,
does it have a year on it?
A year,
yeah.
But even more than a year, probably has an expiration date. It'll, so you
know, does it have a year?
A year.
In other words, the commercial matzahs, the cheap matzahs, will say 2015 with a year.
Okay.
Yeah. Whatever packaging they use,
they don't have a year.
They don't have.
They don't have a year. Rabbi Mayaski said they bake enough for 2 years. Cycles. Some parts of it.
Except for Shatzer,
yeah.
None of the boxes of the Hin Shmur Matzah say kosher with Pesach. Mm.
Ooh.
And they have no hashgacha on it. But on the Shatzer Matzah, does it have a hashgacha on the
Shatzer? On the box itself?
Nearby to the Kolobo.
I don't remember.
The Shatzer
I don't remember.
Says, Papa says.
That's a Kahila term.
It's a geographic
term. It
doesn't say Kosher.
All right, let's go further.
Yeah,
30,
that's where I
live. Okay, let's go further. Afilu kol alayla, ziyavda has to remain overnight. Let's go further. Afilu im alayla oruch yoyse mishnei. That's three words. Even if the night, it has been told to alayla, afilu im alayla oruch yoyse mishnei masa shos, more than 12 hours, also lo lush b'chem ad or hayom, until daylight, till morning. Vim alayla kot, so the day, the night is kot. Sar v'ein shnei masa shos, you don't have 12 hours ad or hayom, shichem l'hamdi, you have to wait out shayavu shnei masa shos. From the time the water has been drawn, you have a minimum of 12 hours and a minimum of being remaining overnight the entire dark time of the night, entire from dawn to dawn to dusk, to sunset to dawn. The Amad Ara, this is an expression of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, which you don't see too often. This expression, the Amad Ara, means it's the Minigo Ilam. The Amad Ara,
the general population.
The general population.
The term is the Veldfields.
Okay, it's a very unique expression. You don't see this only in the Kitzur of Amad Ara. Nehagim Shemiyad Be'or Hayom, they don't wait. They make all. Okay, obviously the standards today have changed. Say we couldn't get away with this. But the Minig Island was the Mekel, they draw the water from the well. This is only an 8-hour night. When it's winter time, they draw the water by Nashmashais. What?
In the winter.
I'm sorry, you're right. I'm confused. I'm sorry, you're right. In the springtime, I'm sorry. So I don't know where this is then. So somewhere in the spring, you also have 12 hours. I don't know when this time is. I don't know when this is. So dealing with some country where with Hungary, I don't know what he's referring to. The Amo, the Arad, Nehagim, Shemiyad, Bar Hayom, Loshin, Amamayim, Shalanu, Avsha, Dayin, Le Avushneim, Osashos. Time is money. The clock is ticking. The workers are here. We got to make money. We got to stop making matzah the first moment. But the water was only drawn last night. Ben Ashmash, only 11 hours. It's only 11 hours. Nu? That's what it is. Amo Diara, it's good enough. There are poiskim that say it's okay. However, and you should be lizoher b'davar. You should wait until you have at least 12 hours. Okay, let's see the shamus and halacha on the previous page. First halacha over here is in lashnas amas ayin b'tarim ayin b. I don't know, the Torah is, I think it's the Torah is off. I think it's a test. The Torah is off in the task. Ha'atam shem ha'mayinu is v'mei nisan chamin. B'men b'bnei ha'chamo ha'olechas ba'os ha'zman b'shipuli ha'rikia. What's the pshat? Why do you have it? Because the water is hot. The water underground is hot because the sun is below ground. Whatever that means. Simach Loretz.
Or mechamemes. The truth is that in the winter time, the sun is closer
to the earth. The sun is closer. The earth goes in an eclipse around the sun. So doesn't the earth does not go in a circle around the sun? So the earth goes in an eclipse. So during the winter time, the earth is closer to the sun. An ellipse around the sun. It's closer to the sun, therefore it's hotter. Get hot. That's one reason. That's why we have to wait. The reason because in the wintertime, the water is hot. When the water is below ground, there is a degree of heat that we may not be able to sense, but it exists in the eyes of Chazal. And that's why we have to wait. It has to be Maim Shalanu. It goes below the ground. We don't know what this means. Okay, whatever this is means, it means. So the what does that mean between the two reasons? If the sun is along the rakia, b'shipule harakia samach la'aretz. Or the shemesh. Where is the sun heating up the water? Is the sun heating up the water along in the sky, or is the sun heating up the water underground?
Underground.
So there is two opinions, and the nafka mean is: what about if you make matzah in the middle of the winter? Gamkein tzach dafka. So if you learn this because the sun is in the sky, I don't know the science behind this, but it appears the first time would only apply to the summertime. According to the first reason, when the sun is causing this, is heating up the water, b'shipule or akia, whatever that means, along the low parts of the heavens, that's only true scientifically in the summertime. But in the winter time. In the summertime. But in the winter, it's scientifically inaccurate. Therefore, you would not require mayim shelanu. However, there's another time. The other time is, and you have this in the Chazal, that the sun goes underneath the earth. We know it's not true scientifically, but whatever this means, it means, and it goes underneath the earth, so there is heating up the water, and that does not make a difference
when
if some winter.
The other side of the earth and heats it up.
I don't think we really know what this means. They all said this is very mysterious. Well, the fiat tam. These are not right. These are Kabbalistic reasons. We don't know what this is. Fiat tam hasheni afil gishar kesha oisna matz beem sachov gam kein sach davka mayim shlanu. That is the custom. Is the universal custom mayim shlanu. No matter what time of the day you make matzah, you have to have mayim shlanu. V'ayin b'shul chas. Already Chassam Sefer takes notice that this whole thing doesn't hold water. That this science does not hold water. Da'af al-gav, the einenu ros, our own eyes see. That this whole thing, what's this all about? Mayim shalanu. The water is freezing cold. You take water from a well. You put in the thermometer. It's ice. What more do you want? How much colder is it going to get? Einenu ros shekol hamayim hanishavim tsoinenin harbi. Ulupam heim kfar. It's frost. It's ice. So what more do you want already? Af al pichein. Nevertheless, that's how it is. There's something that we don't know. Amru Chazal de lo yolosh b'chem mei hamemois hamayim b'emtseis b'emtseisam. Do not, you may not knead with mei.
Bohem.
Why? Ki hamemois hamayim hamayim b'emtseos b'emtseisam.
The gide hamayim. The center of the water.
The center of the water. The gide hamayim and the sinews, the branches, the veins, mis chamemim the nichnas the secha kemach. Whatever this means, there is some dimension. There's a spiritual dimension of heat that is present in the water, and that's going to cause the matzah to become chametz in less than 18 minutes. Nichnas hakemach ve'ein zeh nirgash be'elyon hamayim u'v'chitzonim. It's not tech noticeable in our scientific techniques, but it's true. I know what that word is. Ukivar Amr Chazal Degam Hafroshas Shlogim Hafsharas Shlogim Rechsim Heim is that even the melting of snow is considered hot. Whatever that means. I don't know what that means. I am Logan Avram. The Al Karachoch doesn't make any sense to us. It has to mean that there is some type of sting that we do not know. The tivshayt mizesha, we can learn from this that filu modudoy hamayim bichli hamidas hachoyim. We take a thermometer and we insert into the water. It does not get colder than this. And in fact, when you let the water sit overnight, it's going to get hotter. Room temperature, lukewarm, is going to be 70 degrees. And last night, when we brought the water in, we drew the water, it was 33 degrees. So what more do you want? Doesn't matter. Dam kein ein lolosh v'hu poshut. This is simple. It's not something that we really understand, but yet that's halach. It's like the story of the people. The munis chacham, those people over there, mayim shalanu, our water, whatever it means, and we follow the rules. Base. Ella b'mayim shalanu chal shalanu chalayla ayin b'magnar b'ramo di'im ovar b'shegeg v'losh. What happens if you make a mistake? Scandal. They issue a press release. We want to let everyone know, everyone bought the Matzah Big Factory. It was not Mayim Shalanu. So what do you do? There was such a scandal. Now with Mayim Shalanu, I told you this 2 years ago with Lubavitch Matzah. There was originally a very interesting article written in a Chakira magazine, the Chakira journal, about 18 minutes. We assume 18 minutes is a mil. The amount of time it takes to walk a mill is 18 minutes. Who says it's 18 minutes? It's based upon a calculation. Not everyone agrees a mill is 18 minutes. Lubavitch, if I'm not mistaken, holds it's 24 minutes. And indeed, Lubavitch, when they bake matzah, 24 minute matzah, they have, and you know how much money you can make, 24 minutes? You know, the amount of money that you can...
They walk very slow.
Not very slow, but once you get the process, you know, once you get the process going, it's a very big loss to the matzah factory to shut down every 18 minutes. You can optimize the amount of matzah you can make enormously, exponentially, if you can go another 6 minutes, the amount that you can accomplish once you're in the process, 6 minutes is enormous. You can make thousands of dollars. No, 18 minutes is shut down. But Lubavitch, Shulchan Aruch Rav, they don't hold from this chumra of 18 minutes. They hold that a mill is 24 minutes. So what do? They're very clever. Very clever. They make matzah. Matzah, they have 24 minute runs. They go for 24 minutes, not them, but regular matzah factories, some of them, 24 minute runs. And they just, everything until 18 minutes is sold to the Litvaks. And everything that they do the last 6 minutes until the clock runs out is sold to Lubavitch. If anyone from Lubavitch or Kila comes to buy matzah, they get the matzah that's baked the last 6 minutes. And anyone that's makbid on 18 minutes gets the first 18 minutes. What happened, this was a true story a couple of years ago, where there was a mix-up. And they sold Litvisha Olam, they sold them the 24-minute matzah. And there was a big din Torah. There was a big din Torah that you made a mistake. You know, it's not what we paid for. We were paying $24 a pound. And that was probably even more. $25, $26. We're paying you all this money, and you're ripping us off. Well, this is not what we want. They wanted the money back. They want the money back. It's megachtos. We want the money back, and then maybe they want the money back. So I don't remember what the maskana was. But it was a big din Torah where the matzah baker fact they got mixed up. So it's not so partial. But here he's talking about the shavuot. He make a mistake. Ayin b'rama d'im avar b'shegeg v'losh b'mayim shaloy lanu mutter. It's okay if you don't use mayim shaloy. Take water out of the faucet, tap water, B'diavad, it's A-OK. V'ayimich like Yaakov, to become mokam l'ikach ma'atis ha'ilal l'shtey l'ilas ha'rishonis l'matz mitzvah, yishnayis l'matz mitzvah, it's not ideal, but it's kosher. V'ayim b'turei zov, d'b'shas ha'tchak, sh'yev sh'lo v'kayim matzah sachil mitzvah sachil tzmatz b'goyim shuhu ere Pesach, there's nothing else. V'ayim lo'y matzah sachedim mutu lo afilu l'chatchilo l'alush v'ahem. If you have nothing else to know the water, it's OK. K'de l'kayim mitzvah sachil tzmatz v'ayim v'hagoyis ma'asham d'gam la machmirim b'losh, those that Machmir b'losh afilu b'shegeg mikomoka hechi shehoye loy mayim shalanu ve vayalodim shafchuhu where you did have mayim shalanu and the children they poured it out vechlifum b'mayim achayim they got scared and they switched it they pulled a fast on you v'lo yada v'loy v'losh b'chem l'kul yam amutu we were in oynis it's okay v'ayim shari tshuva b'shem sefer morgutzia debe v'dina sa'e ha'elu she'ehem aratzai tzifaynios the northern hemisphere shabimei nisan huzman kar yesh lo hakel b'diyev there's ground to be lenient b'shas atchak v'sayim b'shari tshuva v'shakol lufi ro'os enei hadayin lufi ho'es v'hazman basically is acknowledging the mikra hadin. There's really nothing to be concerned about. The bottom line is, we see with our own eyes the water is cold. The water is cold. It's okay. Okay, we have a tradition. Tradition tells us not to use it. But after the fact, when push comes to shove, it's definitely kosher matzah. Halacha base. Halacha. The mayim hamuchnasim be sistira. And what's a sistira? A cistern. Okay, this is the word cistern. V'losh nashas dus. V'hu binyan haboni al hakarko v'mayim mechunasim. It's something above ground. It is a pit above ground. Motor lolosh bochem v'ein lohakel. It's motor to need water with this water. V'ein lohakel imloi b'shas. V'ein lohakel. It's motor. V'ein loy b'shas hadchak adkan. So this water, and I'm not exactly sure what this
says. It's mutter, but you shouldn't.
It's not lechatchila. It's not a lechatchila because the water is still attached to the ground. The cistern means it's well water, but the well water is above ground. So you would argue, since the well water has come above ground, it's already considered tolish. It's not tolish. It's still mechuber. So mimeila, it's not called mayim shalon. V'ayim b'shnebura the imnishbach tamid l'soychay mayim min hatzinaros ein lahakel. If water spills into it, ein lahakel. Apeshas atchak mimei shamayim shemeshach abinyan mecha. The tidun mino, we can learn from there. So I say there's a mixture. What's the story of it? The water there is connected to water that's above ground, tap water. So it's not mayim shalom.
It could be also from the well, but you're keeping it in the cistern.
It's a taruvis.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to discuss later on in the kitchen. What happens when you don't have enough water? And this appears to have been very common, where they only had a limited supply of mayim shalanu, so they mixed it. They diluted it. As long as the roiv, the majority, he holds the chatil, should be two-thirds. It should be two-thirds. We'll see later on, and you can dilute it, and you can have mayim shalanu. But here he's talking about also something about dilution. I'm not exactly sure what he means. But the todun, we know, we can learn from this Mishnah Berurah, al-mechoynis nachalas mayim. Shadinam kimoi be'eros, that this type of machine, the type of mechoynis, I think this means the tap water. Mechoynis means
tap water
that comes from a machine, which means that it's pumped. It's not really pumped; it's gravity. It's the pipe water that comes to us. Shedinam kumay be'eros, like a well. Utsrichim l'shoivam bein hashmashos, that if you want to go use tap water, so good, use tap water, but you still need to open up the faucet and fill up the pit. Fill up the bar, whatever your container, the jugs, bein hashmashos. So it could very well be that some matzah factories do this. Could very well be that some matzah factories use tap water, or the filter, of course, today, you know, and they fill it up, bein hashmashos.
Come extra charge.
What?
The bugs come with an extra charge.
I'm willing to bet that there are a lot of matzah factories that use tap water and they just do this over here. If not, I'm saying that's how I remember it. Shadim k'may be'eros v'tzrichim like a bear v'tzrichim l'shoivim bein hashmashos v'chikasa b'feresh baruch hashulchan. The Hamayim Sha'al Yidei Hatzinayros Tzrichim L'Shoivam Ben Hashmoshos Tedinim Kimei Be'eros Ayin Sham. The water that comes, tap water, is considered to be Mei Be'eros, and therefore you need to also draw it Ben Hashmoshos. You know, this is all Nafmin Tali Zeb Zeb with the bugs in the water. So you say that I'm just trying to guess the whole issue of the Kopakots. The Kopakots, a Shaila of Shiratzim. So the reason why Radelsky is matter, one of the main reasons why it's matter is that it's not yet been detached from its original source. The water, the tap water, is still called Mei Be'er. It's the Mei Be'er. So the rule is it's no like Kibriyos. This is where these bugs have been naturally developed, and it's not called the Sheretz Hamayim. Sheretz Hamayim is only also when it is detached from its original source. And that's one of the big machlokes. Is this a complex system of pipes that go between your sink and the reservoirs? Is that considered to be a kalim, something which is already a secondary source, and these copepods in the male, they developed in the reservoirs in the spring, and now they've been removed from the spring, and now they've been put into a utensil, and now they've turned into a sheret, so it's nifrash and it's aser? Or do we say it's one long continuous stream? It's totally zebizeh. If you hold that the bugs in the water are kosher for consumption, the bugs are kosher because you're allowed to consume it, so that means it's made there. That means you will be required al pihadin to let that water remain overnight for matzah. But if you hold the bugs in the water are osir, the kobakads are osir, so that means it's already the pipes is a separate system. So it could very well be you don't need to do any more Mayim Shalanu, because the water that you comes out of your faucet very likely has already been in the pipe system, the New York City pipe system, for more than 24 hours. I don't know exactly how long it takes from New York until it goes into the first pipe. For the first time it comes in contact with a man-made pipe until it gets into your faucet, what is the time?
Talking about 100
the cycle.
Miles.
100 from the first time it goes into a pipe?
No.
From the first time
till your house.
What is the distance in miles from the first time the water from upstate enters into a pipe? What is
where the reservoir ends?
So where does the reservoir end? What is the location of where the reservoir ends?
I said the reservoir is up near Raska.
So where is the last point of the natural reservoir where it enters into a pipe? Where is the first
near
pipe?
Raska.
And how many? So how many miles is that? 100 miles?
No.
Less. 60 miles.
No.
Only half a mile.
What?
From the end of the reservoir till the pipe is almost nothing.
Yeah, right. It's right there. The pipe goes right into the pipe.
So from this sink, the sink outside, how many miles?
110 miles, at least.
But it's 110 miles of pipe.
Of pipe. 110. So let me ask, what is the cycle? How long does the water remain in the pipe? From the time it enters the pipe and goes to 110 miles. That's unbelievable.
It's a whole filtering system.
It goes so far, the whole filter. So what is the time?
Very long.
What? How long? A day?
Listen, you've got millions of people drinking from it.
Yeah.
The water pressure.
2 hours? It goes 110 miles in 2 hours?
Yeah, it goes 60 miles an hour.
In the pipes?
These are giant pipes.
I know they're giant pipes, but as you get closer and closer, it gets into smaller and smaller pipes, and the speed of the water gets slower and slower.
Yeah, I understand.
Like, that's what they say, that you'll find the copepods only on blocks, like dead end blocks is where you're going to find the copepods. Well, it depends on the piping system, where the water stagnates. You're not going to find copepods in a busy street, because the flushing of the toilets is the amount of water that's going to the system, there's not enough time for the water to stagnate to allow a copepod to develop, to grow to the size where it's near a lane. On a dead end street in certain areas of Flatbush, the pipes, the water stagnates, the water that you're going to be drinking can be sitting there in the pipe underground your house for a day until it'll finally come into the faucet. What? Take a lot of showers. So then the water is going to flow. But even that is one of the very big issues. Okay, but these two ideas, I believe, are related. So they're related somehow. Okay, wait, what time is it now? I got a call from Trebish. I hope he's not canceling. Let's see what he says over here. All right. Let's see. Let's go further. Let's finish up this halacha, and then we'll stop. Next paragraph. Beforish, the last paragraph of the page. Beforish midivrayim, the im shayvim ben ashmoshas mahani, af b'she'en anu yodim mosayin ne'eku hamayim mimichubaron. That if, according to the words, that if you go and you open up the faucet, ben ashmoshos, the water is mutter, you can use it, even though we don't really know when the water was uprooted from, it's from the river. Well, the ktsas shitas, kol shaloi neku mimakoimam ben ashmoshas, ein lohem takana, afilu lanu bema. Afilu bema.
Kamalinos.
If it was not nekar ben ashmoshas, the water is no good. According to many poskim, you can't use that water. The water has to be nekar from its shoresh ben ashmoshas. The ayin b'shut beis sha'arim shenishal im nachon l'shav mayim l'mitzvah l'matzos min hamechoynas nachas from the faucet. Sheyesh l'fachvek sha'osim hamayim misasvim tchilas b'chli meloyim the reservoirs mechutz l'ir ve'en yoydim mosay neku mimukoyma. Maybe really the piping system is considered to be separate, and it was nekar, and it was not nekar. It was not nekar bein hashmoshes. The hello lihachmet shelo yishuv mayim gam bein hashmoshes b'tam hanal. Then you should not use that water because that water probably was not taken away from the source bein hashmoshes. Lechatchil v'olam nagu b'chem heter k'mashmos hamishna bura v'arach hashulchan hanal rak hachasidim hacharedim machnidim la'atzmam shaholchem lishav mimei be'er mitam nidoel. So he's, Rabbi Brown is writing this about 60-70 years ago. Okay, he's writing this six and he's taking notes. He's telling us the fact that the oilam and the matzah baking factory 60-70 years ago, they used tap water. They filled up. I vaguely remember such a thing. That the Dayas once really get the water from, I vaguely remember telling them they open up the sink and they just fill it up. They fill up a tank and the tank sits there overnight. It's the cleanest. There was no bug. There were no filters in those days. As a child, I vaguely remember asking this question. That's what they did. That's what he says was done 60-70 years, regular tap water. We consider the tap water to be connected to the spring. It's called Mebe'er. You open it up in Hashmoshos, it's fine. However, the Hachasidim Hacharedim, I don't know who's referring to, but 60-70 years ago there were groups of people that were Machmir. They held it's problematic. One, maybe you can say the water was already Nekar. The water was already nekar. It was not nekar ben hashmoshes, which is problematic. You can't fix it. Just because you wait another 24 hours, having the water sit overnight for another, the water has to be drawn bedavka ben hashmoshes. So if the piping system is not, it's considered to be a kalim, it's not considered to be an extension of the be'er, you have no idea when the water left the natural river and when it went into the pipe. It could happen any time during the day.
What I'm saying also at the same time, the water that goes through the pipes, if you go connecting straight, it still has a connection like good.
Well, that's the question. Well, that's the big question when it comes to the bugs. That's the major question when it comes to the bugs. Is the water in the pipes, is that considered maybe air, or is that considered make kalim? That's the big question. So he's saying the Chassidim Hacharedim were of the opinion that the water that's in the pipe is considered to be make kalim. That means that when did the water separate from the source? There's no way, you can't assume it happened bein hashmoshos. You have to assume it did not happen bein hashmoshos. So there's nothing you can possibly do to rectify this water.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, based upon...
If you hold...
Based upon good achis.
Yeah. No, I don't know good achis. No, even with good achis, it's a question, is it a kli? Are the pipes considered to be kalim, or are the pipes considered to be an extension of the be'er? And according to them, there's nothing you can possibly do. So the only solution is to go and draw water from a well, which indeed they did in those times. Okay, we will stop over here.
We'll see if we have guests tomorrow.
I'll call right now.
answer.
Right.
He doesn't answer. Phone doesn't answer. The call has been forwarded to automated messages.
Yeah, right. Oh, you know, I haven't spoken to him in a couple of months. They're taking him right away. That means he's on the phone.
I hope she's okay.
Yeah, it's not ringing. Not ringing. It means either he's out of range. He's out of. We turned it off.
In the basement, he has very bad reception.
He turned it off, or he has very poor reception. All right, whatever. We'll find it later. Whatever it is, it is. This call may be recorded for quality. What is it? Is it quality?
Quality assurance.
Just this call will be recorded. And it will be used against you in a court of law. everything you say.
You can tell that when these Indians call from Microsoft. Did you ever get those calls?
Yeah.
Yes. I keep getting them. Now I'm getting them on my cell phone.
I always, when I hear the accent a little bit, they train them for a few months.
It's a 256.
They speak like an American.
No,
but it always. I got a call one Saturday night. My uncle said, "What are you saying?" I said, "So how's the?" I said, "How's the rain?" I said, "Is the rain ever going to let up?" And she said, "What are you talking about? It's sunny outside." I said, "I know, but over there they got monsoon." And she said, "It was a girl." You know, we talk about 50 inches big over there. They have 450 inches of rain.
Every time I come, it's a different story.
In parts of India, the wettest place in the world.
Constantly flooded.
400, they said. The record.
Last time I told them I was.
The average year is 454 inches of rain.
The other time I started screaming at it. And Yiddish.
All over India is a huge amount. Staggering.
All the numbers that come up are all. Ever try to call them back? I do play. I do it all the time. And you get Verizon that this is a disconnected number. All the numbers that they use are spoofed.
So how do they plug it in?
You can spoof the.
You could?
Yeah, spoofed. Then the last time I guess I said, when you get my
what are they trying to sell?
They're trying to tell you that your computer is generating bad messages. And we can fix it for you. Just give us your
credit card.
Oh, really?
So they're
About the depressed person. You're right. If you're clinically depressed, you can't get out of bed. You don't have the energy. But I don't think it's the same as being lazy. You have to make a distinction. But God forbid, some people really don't have the mental strength. They can't. That's clinically depressed. I mean, people use the word depressed kind of lightly. If you're really depressed, you really can't get out of bed.
That was his father's leftover. That is really over. The plant is part of it. You still see some of the products still have a plant kit. Some of the plant has that.
Well, you know, my email address is from Nigeria.
Zelda's not a source of
from Ghana.
Yeah, well, of course, I knew her, her parents very well. They were my neighbors. The climate. Seymour?
It was always good to kick when he came to the office. He always had a new joke.
Whatever you can make it.
I do appreciate it most of the time.
It's a reunion. He's a fun guy.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. I can't contact him. Whatever it is, it is. If he comes, he comes. As a preparation, yeah. All right, I'll find out later. If he comes, he comes. Not, not. Whatever it is, we'll schedule. I also need Rabbi Einemer. Rabbi Einemer is going to come one day. Rabbi Einemer is going to speak one day.
Rabbi
Einemer,
he's the guy.
What? Rabbi Einemer gives a daf yomi here in the shul. Einemer, Einemer. I don't know. And he gives daf yomi here, Rabbi Einemer. In our Fisher shul, and he speaks on Shabbos. He speaks. He's part of a rotation in Navardik, Beis Yosef. He's one of the darshanim. Darshanim every on he alternates a 3-week rotation. The two Rosh Hashivas, Rabbi Drillman and Rabbi Yaffin and Rabbi Einemer, they rotate every week giving the drasha.
The other talk, Rosh Shiva.
He's the Gabbai. He gives a drasha. He gives a drasha.
He talks better than Rosh Shiva.
Ooh, don't tell him that.
His drasha is
okay, let's left for a few minutes.